Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Back with us today is David Price, CEO of Rockfire Resources, which is a gold and exploration company. Good day, David. How are you?
Good morning, Rob. I'm very well. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks. It's exciting times for the company this past month with the significant results at the Plateau Gold Project. I believe further news flow is expected in the near term.
Yes, Rob, that is really quite spectacular news. We're very, very excited by that drill hole that intersected gold for such a long interval down the drill hole. And look, I'd like to start, I guess, by thanking our very patient shareholders. It's very rare that they get thanked for their patience. But look, we've had our shareholders in there through the good times and the bad, and the good times have come around. And we're really happy that we're able to deliver. And that's what we've always said. Hold with us. Be with us. We'll deliver. And it's great to get that drill hole. And it gives us a good platform for growth at Plateau. And look, we had a second announcement out a couple of days ago. And that announcement was just as pleasing, because what it indicated is the higher grades that are achieved very close to surface at Plateau. And that's something that is important. And particularly if you're looking at the possibility for starter pits, where you can actually start with an open cut operation and then move underground in the future. So, look, we're very, very happy with that drilling so far. We've got another 11 holes to go. And that will be the news flow for the near term, is those drill holes coming back. So excited by that.
Great. It certainly looks like the project is well positioned. I noticed that there are several million ounce gold deposits within 50 kilometres. Can you expand on some of these deposits and their associated infrastructure?
Yes, Rob, that's one of our strategies, was that when we first acquired this ground, we actually looked at ensuring that our assets were not likely to be stranded assets. That means that we didn't want to be forced into building our own processing plants if we didn't want to. Now, if we've got operating processing plants within trucking distance, we do, then that provides opportunity for toll treatment. Toll treatment means that we take our ore and we process it through those operating plants. And we've got three operating gold plants within trucking distance of Plateau. So we're very fortunate. Well, not fortunate. It was a strategy that we developed. So we've got that strategy in place. Of course, we've not started talking with our neighbours. We've had no discussion on that at this stage, because we feel it's a little bit early to start those discussions. And as far as Plateau is concerned, we've actually got quite a long way to go still to be able to drill this out, and we've got a lot of exciting drilling ahead of us. The processing plants are at the Ravenswood operations, which are about 50 kilometres to the northeast of Plateau. And we've also got the Pajingo gold mine, which is only about 17 kilometres away. So the economics for trucking to Pajingo are obviously far more attractive than trucking 50 kilometres. So bear in mind, don't forget, some operations in Western Australia are trucking for 200 or 300 kilometres. So we're very fortunate to have them so close, and even better that we've had such a great hit, and the beginning of what we feel is a very big story ahead of us.
Back at Plateau, you referred in the recent podcast how the Mount Wright gold mine has many geological synergies. Does the drilling intersections and the recent results compare favourably with the early stage exploration at Mount Wright? And can you explain those synergies for anyone who missed the previous podcast?
Sure. Plateau and Mount Wright are very similar styles of mineralisation. They are IRGS, which is intrusion-related gold systems. And these are typically intrusions that have come up from depth, and very often the edges of these are brecciated, which means that the rocks have been shattered and the fluids have come in and crystallized gold in those fluids. We've managed to drill down into one of these breccious systems, into the rhyolite, which is that intrusion itself, and the rhyolite and the intrusion are both mineralized. Down to 215 metres so far, which is the deepest hole that Rockfire has drilled there. Now, Mount Wright is very similar. It's the same style of geology. Very high up at Mount Wright, in the very higher levels of the mine, they've got elevated silver. And Plateau has got 300 metres at 2.2 grams per tonne silver in a drill hole drilled by Newcrest. So we're getting seeing similar styles of low-grade silver over very big intervals. We have very large intervals of low-grade zinc, which is also very common at Mount Wright. And we've got up to 4% zinc at Hutto. So that's a pretty reasonable grade. So, look, if you're looking at the styles of mineralization, you're looking at the rocks, you're looking at the geochemistry, it's very similar at this stage. And importantly, Mount Wright, the main mineralization doesn't cut in until about 200 to 300 meters below surface. So we feel we're still in the upper levels and that there's great opportunity below us.
Okay. At ShareTalk, we like to bring investors closer to the CEOs. So we received a question from a shareholder. And the question is, can you explain how the geological survey works when testing for anomalies to 500 meters?
Absolutely. We've got a survey, a geophysical survey that's just been completed. It was completed at the end of last week at Plateau. Now, what the geophysicists do is that they lay out wires. These wires are up to 3 kilometers long across the surface. And then they set an electric charge into the ground. And they measure the capability of the rocks to maintain the electric charge. Now, rocks that have got sulfides in them, sulfides being iron sulfide, it's a metallic element. So what it means is that the rocks actually maintain that charge. Now, the higher the maintenance of the charge does tend to suggest that you've got more sulfides in the rocks. Sulfides does not necessarily translate into gold. However, if you've got the sulfides there, it certainly increases your chances of actually hitting gold. So this survey will actually look down to about 500 meters below the surface to see if we have a real sweet spot there where the sulfides have accumulated in what we hope to be a higher grade zone. At Mount Wright, they're actually mining underground to 1.2 kilometers deep. So we've got a long way to go with this. It's in its infancy. We feel that we've tapped into the top of the system. We're going to look now at 500 meters and see what's down there. And of course, while we're doing that, we've got the opportunity to drill out all of the near surface stuff. And we'll just chase these veins deeper as we go from surface. And you'll see the holes that we announced at the beginning of this week. And we had these holes are only 50 meter holes. They're hitting great grade. And good widths, that's the important thing. If you're going to go for an open cut mine, you need the widths and the grade. So good widths, good grades, close to surface, we can trace them as well as looking at these much deeper targets.
Good explanation. For my last question, what I'm going to ask is basically for new investors, what would be the big attraction for them to invest in your company?
Oh, there's a number of things, Rob. One of them is, of course, we're in a great jurisdiction in Queensland. The mining industry there is proven, it's well established. All the laws are in place. It's a great place to be, a very safe jurisdiction. So that's important. You've got a management team that has been there and done that before. Very good technical team that we have on site, and that's been proven in the recent discovery that we've had. And of course, we're in an area where there's been multi-million ounce gold mines encircling where our ground is in Queensland. So we're in a great position geologically, great jurisdiction, good management team. And look, we're cheap as chips at the moment. So our share price is bumping around the 1.5 to 2p mark. So look, it's a great opportunity to get in now. We've got a long way to go and looking forward to a really good future there.
David, it's been a pleasure chatting to you and certainly look forward to the next time we get to have an update.
Good on you. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.